Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Just recently I was watching television and there a couple of ads showed up. One of which was on superannuation and it made me feel a certain way. And then right after that there was an ad about a children's fund and feeding refugees overseas. And I noticed, you know, within myself, within 60 seconds, I'd had these very diverse emotional responses that brought up a lot of difficult things for me, that brought into frame my relationship between myself and other. The first ad was about my own fear of missing out on the future. The second ad was about guilt, about the fact that suffering exists in the world and that I've got it quite good and that there are people really suffering. And this actually, you know, if you think about this within 60 seconds, it's a huge degree of emotional clash between the focus of these ads and it stirred some really, really powerful emotions. So emotions are powerful tools that we all have. And this week we're going to have a look at how we can make our emotions work for us and how people try to make our emotions work for their own ends. And I've got some hints and tips on how you can navigate that space. Emotions are really powerful tools that are built into the human experience, and even newborns are able to differentiate between some of the key emotional responses: disgust, fear, you know, happiness and contentment, sadness. Newborns come into the world cued to be able to understand and see the emotional responses on their parents' faces, and that's where our emotional development starts. And when it comes to advertising, our emotions have long been used as a really powerful tool in order to drive purchasing and create a need. And if you talk to someone in advertising, they will tell you that if they need to sell a product, then there is actually no need for it. They will create the need. They will use advertising to evoke an emotional response in order to create the need, which is then drives the buying behavior. And our emotions drive every decision that we make daily, whether we're aware of it or not. And a lot of our emotional world is actually less than conscious. We're not in the habit of getting in touch with that and understanding the role that emotions play. So this is something that we can all grow into. Interestingly, our emotional intelligence can actually be mapped and tracked. And they find that when it comes to our emotional development, it is one of the later stages of human development. So we can understand logic and complex reasoning issues at 12, but our emotional development doesn't actually start to kick in until the mid-adolescence and then continues throughout our life, and we can continue to develop and enhance that. So this represents, I think, a really, really good opportunity to increase, for all of us to increase our emotional awareness and increase our emotional vocabulary, because these are the areas that are so often overlooked. And it's also so important because issues in terms of our emotional world can have a huge impact on our relationship with ourselves, as well as our human relationships with others and who we want to be and how we want to be in the world. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.